Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. I want to wish all of you wonderful mothers a happy Mother's Day for May the 14th, and may God bless you. Abraham Lincoln said, "God bless my mother. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to her." In Proverbs chapter 31, in verse 25, it says, "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates." Being a mother is truly a delight and a blessing. I believe that it is one of the highest calling that we can have as a woman. It has been said that the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. But before we become the mothers that God has intended for some of us to be, we first must become women of God and women who love our Lord Jesus Christ with all of our hearts. The verse in chapter 31 of Proverbs that precedes the verses that I just read is the key that unlocks the door of motherhood. Not only preparation for us to be a mother, but also joyous to have a joyous life, to be fulfilled as just a woman, even though maybe some of us may never be mothers. Through all the stages of life, you know, we can have the joy of the Lord. And this verse, it says, "A capable, intelligent, and virtuous woman, who is he who can find her? She is far more precious than jewels, and her value is far above rubies or pearls." Being a godly mother begins with being a virtuous woman first. You cannot put a price on a virtuous woman. The scripture just stated, she is far more precious than jewels, and her value is far above the costly rubies or pearls. A virtuous woman is not an imitation of the real thing. A virtuous woman is nothing like what you see in the world today. One noted pastor recently said, "Men are marrying beautiful, lazy, idle women who can't even do simple things that women are supposed to know how to do, including being a mother. They are going after the external." And one of the reasons that children are becoming more rebellious, violent, and without direction is the lack of a biblical mother guiding the home. A virtuous woman and mother of God is a woman who is beautiful on the inside as well as the outside. In fact, she becomes more beautiful because of her relationship with her Lord. She is caring and reliable, trustworthy and loving. She is not slothful and does not have idle hands, but manages her home. She has a high moral standards. She is righteous, good, pure, saintly, and she's ethical, upright, and upstanding. When our children and those around us see these qualities in us, it prepares them to become men and women of virtue. So what does the virtuous mother and woman of God look like? Well, she is a woman who has her worth in who and what she worships. As women, our worth comes from a holy God who has and is making us holy in him because of Christ Jesus and the work that he did on the cross. Our worth doesn't come from our position or our career, our beauty, our education, or our wealth. All these will pass in time, but our worth comes from who we worship. And our children will see this in us and remember it, and it will have an effect upon them as they grow and as they mature. A woman of virtue is a woman who is not afraid of opposition, but she seizes it as an opportunity to and for obedience to Christ, to trust Him. No matter what comes her way as a mother or a woman, she is prepared because she is anchored in Jesus, and she is the anchor which will hold her family together many, many times. The godly woman and mother can face struggles and opposition through the seasons of life because her motive is pure in all that she does, for her worship is always to Jesus Christ, her Lord and Savior. I remember the day that I turned from the things of the world as a mother and made a decision years and years ago who I was going to follow and worship. I remember the very spot where I was standing and what I was doing. I made a decision that no matter what, I was going to follow Jesus, love my children, love God, and get through the opposition that I was facing. And this is what God always wants us to do as women of God. A godly woman doesn't manipulate her children or husband, but she trusts God as she prays and believes the promises of God for her family. The virtuous and godly woman and mother trusts God because she goes daily and sometimes hourly to her Father in heaven to plead for her children and herself. She is not afraid to ask of God, like Hannah from the Old Testament when she asked for a child, to the mother of the New Testament whose child was raised from the dead. If we are to receive, we must ask and ask boldly on behalf of our children and never, ever give up. This boldness and this assurance that we have in Jesus will help us to draw near to Christ our Lord. And in the absolute assurance of the nearness of Him to us, He is but a breath away. And all we have to do, beloved, is ask. Let us never give up on our children, but believe that God has a plan and a purpose for them, and that plan and purpose will manifest if we as mothers and godly women will pray and stand on the promises of the living Word of God. The end result of a woman and mother who looks well to her household will be that her children will rise up and call her blessed. Let us be a joyful, godly woman of God and a mother that takes pleasure in the worship of her Lord and Jesus Christ. This is Faith to Live By.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.
If you live within the broadcast area of KNEO Radio, we have a podcast just for you. The KNEO Community Connection keeps your finger on the pulse of what's coming up in the four-state area, telling you about upcoming events you don't want to miss, organizations in our communities doing great work, and conversations with the dynamic citizens who are behind it all. There's a lot going on around you that you don't want to miss. This is Luke Taylor. Join me each week as we talk about what's happening with the people who are making it happen. Brought to you by KNEO Radio 91.7 FM and the Sky High Podcast Network. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.